And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. What a beautiful day. Been up since 5 o'clock. We had our first quarterly breakfast of 2018, and I want to thank Sanford Cohen and Arizona's Hometown Radio Group, woohoo, for sponsoring it. Over 115 people came to hear about, well, our theme was celebrating Prescott Valley, their 40th anniversary and celebration of incorporation, but we added to it a very interesting economic development piece of it. I got a chance to speak on what the Chamber's doing upcoming, a great program. We're partnering with the Prescott Chamber, and we're doing this big, very great speaker on customer service in a seminar on April the 10th, and we're working on the details of that, but it will be held at the Prescott Resort. Two sessions, 9 to 11 and 1 to 3, so there's opportunities, whether you can get away in the morning or in the afternoon. Chamber members, there's special rates for our Chamber members, but it's affordable and highly recommended if you get a chance. We'll be talking more about it. I'll be joining Sherry Heine on different programs so that we can talk about it and push it. It's one of the exciting things we've got going on for 2018. But again, one of the things I learned, and I heard it from Ben Hooper, our Economic Development Coordinator for the town of Prescott Valley, again from Sanford when he spoke, is that everybody's concerned or saying everybody is shopping online and doing the e-commerce and retail online. And research, and the studies show, and both of them reported to this, that 10% of sales are online generated. Otherwise, the 90% are still our bricks and mortar stores, which means we're still out there shopping. And that contributes to our local economy through sales tax and also the money that goes back into the stores that pay employees and actually keep our people working in the communities. So don't feel like you can get everything online, because you really can't. And you also don't necessarily get that customer service, because I find shopping somewhat social. And for somebody that works a lot, but to get out and talk to people as opposed to sitting in front of a computer and iPad. So again, good news for our retailers that we're still shopping, and 90% of all the sales generated through retail are still bricks and mortar stores. Again, e-commerce is growing, and I have to say that sometimes I indulge. But, again, a lot of good news coming out, a lot of great things going on in Prescott Valley. And, of course, this is our year, and we're looking forward to sharing a lot of it as we go forward. Even today, starting off with a new theater that's being built. If you've seen any ground and dirt being moved next to the Prescott Valley Event Center, we've got Clyde Devil. We'll be talking about the Prescott Valley Performing Arts and Children's Theater. And then my favorite, Humboldt Happenings, I've got Sarah Snore. She is the Grandview Elementary School principal right around my block. And then, again, Chamber Spotlight on Business. Pastor Lois Hillebrand with Mingus View Presbyterian Church, and Jennifer Maxwell, ACES Massage Education. And if you don't have that on your goal list for 2018, highly recommend. Put a massage in there. Great for your health, medicinal benefits, and all that good stuff. So good show. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, I'll be joined by Sarah here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.FM, and KQNA.com.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at BBC. The Brewery Elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more, or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Sarah Schnorr. She's the principal of Granville Elementary School. Go Geckos!
That's right. Go Geckos!
So how are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. And I'm so excited to be on today.
You have the most beautiful smile. I mean, I can imagine just being a kid going to school and seeing the principal stand there like you and just smiling all the way. Well, I feel like you. I was in a good place.
Well, they make me smile. We got great kids and great families, great team over there.
Yeah. So tell me, how many kids do you have at Granville?
We have about 580 students.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, though, because being at Granville, you know, and I live over there and we're watching all that development going on across the street.
Oh, yeah.
You know, on the west side. And how, when those homes, and provided people buy, you know, that are buying them are moving in with children, they're not all retired, will that impact your school in a way? Will those kids kind of, you will be their neighborhood school?
Yeah. We're excited about all of that development, and it will impact us. I mean, we already have had families come in that have houses over there that are moving in, and it's exciting, and it will impact us, but we're ready.
Do you have the room?
We do. I mean, we're at capacity, but we'll find a way to make
right.
sure we make room for them. So
yeah, maybe we need another bond to kind of improve on our schools again. Just saying.
Yeah.
I know. Link's looking at me like, let's give back to the schools. Anyway, we're going to go back. So you're poised, though. You're ready.
Oh, yeah.
You can start, you know, bringing them in and kind of like filling in and you have the space.
Yeah, I think with the gradual way that's rolling
right.
out, we'll be able to prepare and plan for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know that those discussions are happening, so it's very exciting about pushing something like that out so we can make sure we have the resources to do that.
No surprises, huh?
No.
So tell me about your staff. How many teachers and admin staff do you have?
Well, we're a staff of 56 total, and that includes all of our teachers and support staff. And then we have 23 just classroom teachers, and we have ELL, special education, we have PE, music, the whole team, and support services over there. So it's a great team. We really do feel like a family, and every day we get up and we're super excited to serve our kids. So
right, and this is K through 6, right?
It is. We're K through 6, and yeah.
So we just started back to school a couple weeks ago. We're already halfway through January, I'm just telling you. One more week and, you know, we'll be looking at February. I'll have to send you a Valentine.
Right.
Anyway, so let's look back at last semester, starting in August. Tell me some of your high points.
Yeah, well, we've had a lot of them. We've had a lot of fun this first semester. And I actually want to start with, we had a service project in December. Our fourth graders actually led and designed this project. We teamed up with the Arizona Children's Association, and we were able to provide 40 foster children with gifts for the holiday season.
Oh my.
And then our school, raised 400 pairs of pajamas that also went to that organization to support them. So that was very exciting.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it was all student driven, and the teachers really helped them with that. We have a bunch of kids that have been participating. They participated in the ASU Day of Engineering and the Aerospace Challenge. We have sixth graders there today competing, so that's exciting.
Oh, my.
And then we've just been plugging away with our AVID program. It's been very exciting. AVID stands for Advancement via Individual Determination. And we had our whole third grade participate in really a national program called Ed Leader 21.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a really cool challenge. And this is, it's a global network of schools they give the students real world challenges. And the students had to design a 21st century learning space. And you can imagine all of the ideas they came up with what they wanted in their classrooms. So that was very exciting.
What was the most interesting idea they came up with?
Well, there was lots of yoga balls. I think there might have been a coffee bar in one of So they came up with some great ideas. So.
That could be our offices, you know.
Right?
We should adopt some of those ideas for our offices, maybe a better working space, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, the creativity they have at that age, because they haven't learned there's limits.
Yeah.
There's no limits on money. There's no limits on restrictions of licensing and permitting and all that kind
That's
of stuff.
Right.
You know, so they can just be so creative and come up with fun stuff.
Yeah, and I think too, those things came up and they had to think critically. Well, now wait a minute, if that's what you want in your classroom, let's think about how you're going to make that happen. So
right.
There were those conversations too, which is very exciting.
Really great.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? We had flag football, and we had basketball going on, and I think in both of those we were runners up, and so that was very exciting. And those are some of our highlights from the first semester.
What do you feel is the heart of Granville Elementary?
Oh man, that's a big question.
Yeah.
But I go back to really the heart of our school is our kids. We have mm-hmm. some incredible kids. They work very, very hard, and each and every one of them brings something very special to our school. And I think that's something that's unique about our school, is just that all of that comes together, and we have this wonderful character counts and PBIS program at our school. We're actually doing something that no other school is doing. It's called PBIS Rewards. And students are earning things like lunch with the principal or teacher's assistant or lunch bunch. And it really just honors their passions and their interests and what they want to work for and are motivated by. So it's very exciting and fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in addition to the academics and what we've been talking about is the total person experience. You're educating a young person, but the community service, the giving back aspect, that's mm-hmm. touching a different part of them. Let's talk about the extracurricular, the creative side of things, which is one of my passions.
Yes.
And is the creative, the theater, the music, the you know, anything in the arts, and let's say whether it's gardening or some of those other outside things that just kind of touch on a child that exposes them to something bigger, and yet that may be their passion.
Yes, and you've touched on one of my passions as well. I think you know this, but I'm a cellist. That's my background. And I'm a member of the Prescott Chamber Orchestra. We have a concert this weekend, so I'll put a little plug in there. 2:30 at St. Luke's. And, but we actually, over the summer, got a $5,000 grant to do Arts Fridays every day, every week with our students. And so we have the Prescott Valley Performing Arts, who I know you're going to be talking with Mr. Neville a little bit later. They come in and do work with our students. We have an instructor from the PV Parks and Rec. And we've also partnered with the Prescott Chamber Orchestra and the Prescott Art Docents. But they're coming in and doing some arts work with us. And then we have a lot of other extracurricular activities. We have Lego robotics. We have a Good News Club coming in. And as part of that character piece, too, the Heights is actually, their youth team is coming in and working with some of our older kids on topics like kindness and how to resolve conflicts. Mm-hmm. And that has been has made a huge difference in our community too. So a lot of exciting things going on, and I'm trying to think. We have a fantastic new music teacher this year, and she's been doing some great things with our students as well. So,
what to watch for your end of the year concerts?
Yes, we have a drama show coming up, and we also have a spring concert coming up. And please come and just see the really incredible things our kids are doing.
And you can go to the website humbleunified.com, I believe. Mm-hmm. Humbleunified.com. I go there all the time, and click on any one of the schools, and your calendar of events are already there.
Yes.
And they are available. You can go watch some of these kids perform. They're amazing. What I'm so impressed with are the skills and what you're doing with the K through sixth graders now. Move them on into middle school. Some of the not most challenging of times, let's say. Most challenging of times. And then on into high school and making them more contributing and feeling more valued and then participating and getting more out of the experience of, you know, their education, which, you know, at one point comes to an end.
Yeah.
And then you have to be on your own. And that really is not as much fun as going back through school.
Yeah. I think these experiences really help students have a sense of self and have confidence going into middle and high school. And also they have the skills to be successful, to follow their passions and really have a positive impact on their community.
Well, so now we're here in 2018, second semester. We're on the kind of like, as I look at the downhill side, but we kicked it off in a very, very big way with the opening of one of the most long anticipated businesses that I've ever seen in my time in being in Prescott Valley was Chick-fil-A opened up, and you were the recipient of their library of books. People came to the preview, people came to the first opening, the grand opening, brought books, and Granville Elementary was the recipient. So thank you, Sarah and Aaron out there at Chick-fil-A, but wonderful.
Wow. That was so exciting to be a part of it, and the book house is very proudly displayed in our library. So
you got to keep that then.
Yes, we did. It's in our library, and then we have a book buddy program, and so our older kids take those books and read to our younger kids, and it's been a wonderful addition to our library, and we were just so excited to be a part of that. We've been looking forward to that opening for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. I can imagine the assortment and the interesting books you received.
Oh, yeah.
For every age. So, Crystal Ball, we have what, couple months now? February, March, April, 3.5 months left for school, maybe? You know, outside four when you figure out, you know, the week's number. But Crystal Ball, what's going on for the rest of the year?
I mentioned a few things. We have the drama and music performances. I know that we'll have a lot of exciting end of the year events, but really, we're just working hard on, developing those, academic skills and having fun while we're learning. And, we have a lot to look forward to, and, we're excited.
Well, Granville Elementary School is located in Granville, right off Glassford Hill, right at the first turn on Granville Parkway. But again, if somebody wants to volunteer, there's opportunities to volunteer, opportunities to help and support. You can always make a contribution to Granville. I don't know that the school, you can donate to the schools and still get it for this year, but donate now and get it for next year. You know, I mean, it always helps. You know, $400 per individual and $800 for you know, a couple filing jointly. So there's always that way to support your local schools. And for many of us who, you know, raised our children and they're out of schools, but it's a way, even in a small way, you can give back. And I know you've got a food drive coming up that benefits hungry kids. So if you've got some food and you live in the neighborhood, drop it off to Granville.
Yes. We actually just had a student council meeting today and we're starting our plans and we'll have a spirit week and we are accepting cans and we want to take that first place. So
I love it how the principals in Humboldt get so serious about winning the trophy on the most food donated that goes to the Hungry Kids program, which is the program that sends food home on the weekends for kids that would normally not have anything. So it's a wonderful way that the kids are involved to support that. But, you know, a little bit of bragging rights.
Yes, it's very competitive.
Website, we said Humboldt Unified. You can find more about Granville. But one before we close, Granville Geckos. What's your colors?
We are green and gold, and our mascot is Greco the Gecko.
There we go. Granville Elementary. Sarah Snorr, you're doing an amazing job over there. Congratulations. Thank you for joining us, kicking off what is going to be a great semester for you.
Yes, and I'd invite anybody who'd like to learn more, just drop on in. It's a great school, and I'd love to share it with you.
Oh, there's and she is very welcoming. You couldn't even find her because I did one time. Okay, thank you so much. That's Humboldt Happenings. We're going to take a short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. More when we come back. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQ&A.com.
Join the Great Cliff Castle Casino Jeep Adventure all this month and win a share of over 50,000 cash in prizes. Hourly grand prize qualifier drawings on Tuesdays and Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Win a share of $2,400 cash in prizes with $1,000 cash at 10 p.m. Miss the qualifiers? On January 27th, five lucky winners will also qualify to win a new Jeep Compass from Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, along with cash prizes. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
This is Bob Knoll, and I'd like to share with you my experience with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When Dirk and Dustin's crew installed my new heating and cooling system, it was a worry-free experience. My family loves our quiet and efficient home air system from Gettles. We found the Gettles team to be refreshingly honest and professional. They understand what customers want, and I recommend you give Gettles a call.
The guys and gals at Gettles get it. Visit GettlesHDM.com. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Servicing all of northern Arizona.
Findlay Subaru Prescott believes the health of a community depends on being involved.
So we're one of the largest supporters of local nonprofit organizations, schools, and charities in Yavapai County.
It's a new year. How about a resolution you'll love to keep?
Come see the newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Outback.
With over 108 cubic feet of passenger space.
Take the keys to a Subaru Outback Premium for $296 a month for 36 months.
The 2018 Subaru Forester gives you outstanding versatility and affordability.
With a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty for only $249 a month for 36 months.
Or take advantage of as low as 0% for 63 months.
Both Outback and Forester give you road-gripping standard Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive.
Up to 32 highway miles per gallon.
And our 2017 IIHS top safety picks.
Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com, doing our part to make the world a better place.
Financing for well-qualified applicants plus tax title license at $495 dock fee. Forester premium lease with $2,400 due at signing.
Outback $3,000 due at signing. Offer expires 1/31/2018.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card. For every $100 gift card you buy, now through January 31st, stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Many of you go to the Northern Arizona Suns games. You happen to be going to the Prescott Valley Event Center for concerts or any kind of activity going on over there. You might see a little bit of dirt moving to the north side of the building. And joining me now to explain what's going on over there is Clyde Neville, owner, founder of Prescott Valley Performing Arts and the Prescott Valley Children's Theater. Welcome, Clyde.
Yes, thank you very much for having me here. And yes, we are moving dirt and slinging concrete last Friday we poured our first footing on the south side, and this Friday we're pouring the west wall, and backhoe's going to be there tomorrow digging away on the north wall and the east wall getting down. Unfortunately, the Prescott Valley is noted for their clay content. So instead of digging down 30 inches, we had to go down 5.5 feet. So that's like $2,500 we didn't count on, because the backhoe's donated, the labor's all donated. I mean, almost everything we're doing is donated.
Right.
But I had to buy the dirt. So, and that was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. So we got it in there, compacted it, water compacted 12 inches at a time, you know, and ETC came out and did the compaction test, moisture content, and everything, and okayed all that. So it's moving along. It's moving slower than we wanted because of the extra digging. But,
sure. I don't know any project that doesn't move slower than you anticipate.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely.
In the perfect world, it starts and it ends and everything falls into place. But here you have weather, you have a lot of those issues.
I thought I shut that off. I'm sorry. When I built Forest Villas Hotel, I told them that it would be ready. This was in March. I told them March 13th it would be ready. March 12th, I said it would be ready. And March 12th came, and went. March 13th, we had a certificate of occupancy.
There you
so
go.
Even there on that big job, $4 million hotel, it was still, you know, we still had a lot of headaches and problems, but we still made it. So.
You do.
And we're going to do it with Main Street Theater, home of Prescott Valley Performing
Main
Arts.
Main Street Theater, very nice,
theater.
Very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, because it's on Main Street
right,
there.
Right,
so. So we're excited about that, you know, needless
Excellent.
To say.
Well, let's go back a little bit of history. So maybe some people don't know, why is that being built and who is this and what is this organization? Because there are some people that still may be out there just moving to town or,
yeah.
or, you know, have been busy in lives and just don't really keep up on what's going on.
Yeah. It's all about the kids.
And around here, it's plenty is going on. It's hard to keep up with it.
Plenty.
Yeah, so let's go back to your, let's start your story.
I started in theater with Prescott Valley, or with Prescott Fine Arts, it was called then, 96, I think it was, 95, 96. I was in MASH. Casey Knight was the director. When I was done with that play, I just loved the theater, and I went into their mentorship program. Started directing and building sets for the kids shows and some of the main stage and really enjoyed that. And then 15 years ago, I started doing plays in Prescott Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, a number of people at PCA just didn't think that was a very smart thing to do because, you know, number one, Prescott Valley can't support a community theater.
Well, in fact, 15 years ago is a little bit different than it is now, too.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's changed a lot, and I've been here 12 years.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And you remember where you started back then.
I did. I did. Right there on Valley.
That's right. And so anyways, we started our 15th year in January, and we are a nonprofit, 501c3. And we got lots of donations of material and labor, a lot of volunteers, and it's moving forward. I mean, we decided 15 years ago, I decided that the town of Prescott Valley needed a children's theater or hangout or whatever. And because they're bored and there wasn't a lot going on other than sports, and me and sports never really did get along because you got a winner and a loser, and in theater it's win-win. So
and sometimes some kids aren't just that's not the thing,
that's
you know,
exactly
and they're more
right, yeah.
they're in the arts section, they're creative and
like Sarah said, her kids are starting gymnastics, you know, and
right.
and we have an elective program every fourth Friday going on at Granville Elementary
That's
School.
What she said,
yeah.
yes.
And it's been really successful. Our mentees, we have 8 people in our mentorship program, and I have 3 other community theaters that are foaming at the mouth to get a copy of mine. They want to pay me to come out and lead them through it, but I'm busy building a theater here in Prescott Valley.
Yeah, let's get ours done first.
Because we're going to have 140 to 160 seats, depending on the venue. If we do dinner theater, we'll have room for 120 around tables. And about the same if we do the buffet style, so, you know. And we've got something coming up in April. It's called Denim and Diamonds. And we'll have a silent auction and a number of other things. And we'll have a couple of musical shows, too. And
what will you be holding that? Will that be a fundraiser for the theater?
That'll be a fundraiser for the theater, and hopefully it'll be in the theater.
Mm, wonderful.
So, if we get all the health and safety stuff done, we'll be able to be in there. So, it's a lot of hard work. It's been, the Fanes have been great support. And, I hit them up 2 or 3 times during this 15 years and finally they said, you're ready.
Well, you're ready and downtown's ready.
Downtown
it's right
is
for
ready.
It.
Yes.
With the development and the apartments going in. I mean, that's just going to create so much more of that pedestrian, user friendly walk to everything, enjoy your restaurants and entertainment all in one place.
It's all community driven, needless to say. I mean, the Chamber of Commerce has always been a big supporter of ours, and the town council is just foaming at the mouth to see this thing complete because they know the importance of it in the community.
Right.
You know? And so I have a lot, like I say, I have a lot of good volunteers, a lot of help, a lot of support, and it's just, It's just growing leaps and bounds, leaps and bounds.
Well, we look forward to the ribbon cutting and kicking off everything.
Yeah.
But right now, you are in a space and you are doing shows. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, our final show in our space, across from Harkins, is called Murder at the Goon Show. It's the shows are February 23rd, 24th, 25th, March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We have matinees at 2:30 and evening shows at 7.
Mm-hmm.
We have 31 kids in it. This is an all children's theater. Kids 6 to 17. Let's see, I was corrected on that. It's 17 years, 364 days. Because our age stipulation was you had to be less than 18.
Less than 18,
so,
okay. We're counting.
Yeah, so anyways, they're in rehearsal now, going great, having lots of fun. Randy Smith is the director of that. Him and his wife have directed a number of children's shows for us and main stage. You know, we do our Scrooge, the musical, every December. We just had our third annual.
Mm-hmm.
And next year, right before we do Scrooge, the musical, we're going to do the Sousified Christmas,
Sousified.
A children's show.
Okay.
So, and our grants administrator, who is my assistant director in Mary Poppins, whenever we do that, is directing that.
Oh, okay.
In November, September, November, somewhere in there. I forget the exact date. But anyways, we're working on that. So we have a full schedule this year. We're already working on 2019 for our season there. We're starting all kinds of stuff. We're getting automatic electronic ticketing in place with Vendini.
Excellent.
Probably. And it's just a matter of getting all our ducks in a row.
Absolutely. You
know? And we have so many kind-hearted people out there that just making my job so much easier.
That's wonderful. Those angels out there supporting the arts.
Absolutely.
Children in the arts.
All arts is good.
Exactly.
You know, all arts is good.
So. Anticipated opening. Not holding it to you.
Yeah, we're hoping we're hoping April.
Okay, we'll keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm by there all the time, so I'm watching it grow.
Yeah.
So, in fact, that's what said, hey, let's call Clyde, talk about what's going on there, because I don't think a lot of people know. And it's nice to see that happening. It's nice to see that growth.
Yeah.
And again,
and it's
a wonderful
growth in
place.
The community, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, do I have another minute?
You have
another minute.
I need one more minute. We did in 2015. We did an impact study, and we got information from all three of the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
We got information from Arizona Department of Commerce, and we got information from two private companies that were doing number studies and crunches for businesses that were coming to Prescott Valley. And so we extrapolated all that information into our own impact study, and through our three programs, we impact 10,555 people in our three programs.
It's a lot of people.
In what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And our three programs is the children's theater, ages 6 to 17, family theater. We used to say 6 to 60, now it's 6 to 80 because we have grandparents, parents, great-grandparents. So, and then we have main stage, which is our fairly new program, which is 18 and above, which we've done three shows this year, this season.
Mm-hmm.
And we're moving forward with more for that because we're growing.
So do you have a website that's up?
We
that
have
we keep
a
track
website.
Of you?
Yep, Prescott, and we're just in the process of redoing it too. It's PrescottValleyPerformingArts.org, and you can go on there and see what's happening, when audition dates are. We have PayPal on there. You can buy tickets. We have discounted tickets.
Oh boy,
in there,
you've
so.
Moved up. We don't have to call Clyde for tickets anymore.
No,
he carries his phone around.
I still do.
He'd
though.
Be in the middle of rehearsal for one of the shows in the phone ring. People are buying tickets. Clyde, that's your other job. You know, get back here and direct. Clyde Neville, owner, founder of Prescott Valley Performing Arts and Main Street Theater, home of the Prescott Valley Children's Theater.
And Prescott Valley Performing Arts and Children's
Theater. It's going to be exciting.
Legal name.
All right, we just call it Main Street Theater. We love it.
Main Street Theater.
Right here in Prescott Valley.
It's going.
All right.
Going.
We'll bring it back when we're getting ready to open.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Clyde Neville, thank you for joining us again. What's going on in Prescott Valley? You're hearing it right here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
Affinity RV, you get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood,
KQA.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Moyers Heating and Cooling, R.E.D. Plumbing, Bradshaw Family Dental, Mojave State Bank, and Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes host the Columbus Blue Jackets live Thursday night at 7 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Learn about the Jail District sales tax extension as part of a community meeting. Yavapai County Supervisor Jack Smith is hosting the meeting at 5:30 tonight in the Stepping Stones Conference Room, located on 2nd Street in Prescott Valley. An extension of the Jail District tax, which expires in 2020, will be before voters on May 15th. Smith describes the 20-year extension.
The quarter cent jail tax is a continuation of the existing tax that started back in 2000. It is a shared sales tax across the county that pays for nearly half of the operation of our jail facilities.
Smith says this tax is crucial to Yavapai County.
If you have that tool in the toolbox for law enforcement officers to be able to go to jail, take someone off the streets because they've committed a crime, the municipalities, the county, that's a lot of money if we were to lose that tax, about $9 million out the door.
If approved by voters, the extension won't be used to create or increase a new tax or to help pay for a new jail. A Chino Valley fire has destroyed a motorhome and resulted in fatal injuries to a 52-year-old man.
The motorhome was parked near a residence on Road 4.5 North when the fire started at around 2:30 yesterday morning. A man who was visiting was found lying on the ground and pronounced dead at the scene. He had suffered burns, but the exact cause of death will be determined by the Yavapai County Medical Examiner's Office. Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin says how the fire may have started.
A family member did report about 1:30 a.m. the male started a fire in a makeshift fire pit in the yard next to the motorhome. The family member reported seeing the man using some sort of fluid to help accelerate the fire.
A 32-year-old woman who lives in the home has suffered severe burns. She was airlifted to the Maricopa Medical Burn Center in Phoenix for treatment. Dievlin says the investigation is ongoing.
Detectives have been on scene throughout the morning gathering evidence in an attempt to determine events leading to the fire growth and resulting injuries to these subjects. Both the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office investigators and personnel from Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority are investigating.
The identities of the man and woman are being withheld at this time. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear skies and winds about 7 miles an hour in the forecast until Thursday. Expect an overnight low of 24 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 57 tomorrow and a high of 55 on Thursday. 27 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 63 and a high on Thursday of 64. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's a new year, and with that comes great expectations. This is Steve Sesko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Good nutrition cures a lot of ills and keeps healthy pets and barnyard buddies at their very best. We at Olson's do more than just sell food and supplies. We provide peace of mind. We're always there to answer your questions and are partners with you to enhance your animal experience. We also think that when you shop, you're not just here to get a bag of food. More and more of you want to add brick and mortar to your shopping experience because doing business in a place like Olson's expands your community connection. Here at Olson's, we think local, we speak local, and we care local. And you're not just doing business locally, you're doing business with locals. We do things like feed all the law enforcement canines in Yavapai and Coconino counties for free because we know that budgets are tight. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, where since 1979, good enough just isn't.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It is Chamber Spotlight on Business. One of my favorite parts of the show, we get to showcase chamber members and businesses that are out there doing great things in the community, but are providing services that you just may need to have, and you're hearing it here. So my first guest is Pastor Lois Hildebrand. She is the pastor for Mingus View Presbyterian Church. Hello, Pastor Lois.
Hello, Marnie.
Good to have you.
Thanks for having me on.
It's great. So many people say, what? Church is a business? I said, yes, it's a business. It's in God's business, but it's a business. And we need to talk about our individual churches, and if you're out there looking for a church home and a family, let's talk about Mingus View Presbyterian.
It is all about God's business and what we know and love about Jesus Christ. So we are a small congregation, a very loving and welcoming congregation, great group of folks. I've been there just since November, so I can tell you my experience is that I was welcomed beautifully. And whenever we have a new person walk in the door, it's amazing how well they are welcomed. So it's really a great place. We have just about 63 members. We have folks worshiping, about 50 to 60 people each week worshiping. So one of the things I like to say is that it's really easy to be a big fish in a small pond. So every person that comes makes a ripple, and it's a wonderful experience for our congregation when we do get new folks in. They are an older congregation, but so loving, and they are interested in mission, and so they are already making sandwiches for the interfaith luncheon that we have in Prescott Valley four times a month, and we provide the sack lunches for those, and that's been a fun thing for me to help participate in. And we're exploring some options of missions to meet the needs of our local community, the neighborhood that surrounds us. We're hoping to do some food recovery and be able to share that food with the neighborhood. Some concern about perhaps food stamp budget with the national budget decreases, we might be looking at a decrease in food stamps. And so people really might need an opportunity to have some less expensive food to be provided for them. So we're looking forward to being able to meet that need perhaps as well.
Where are you located?
We are located at 8340 East Lee Drive in Prescott Valley, just off of the Robert Road Lakeshore intersection.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know where that is.
Yeah.
And you've been there again since November?
Correct.
And you came from where?
Fairbanks, Alaska. This is kind of a change for me.
I would say so. But we love it here, so we're glad to have you as part of our family. I know my volunteers, Bob and Devonna Pace. I have Devonna on Monday mornings, and I have Bob on Friday mornings, and Bob complains that Monday Devonna gets all the holidays off. But they're a wonderful couple, and they speak so highly of you the church and you know, understand the dynamic. That is an older congregation, but it's one that's very caring and welcoming. So if anybody is looking, but that's not to say that families can't come to church.
Absolutely.
In fact, bring your young.
We've had some folks come. We have a 16-year-old who's coming regularly now, just dropped in the door unexpectedly, had no knowledge of her coming, and it was great to have this young face, and of course she was just loved on by everybody there.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah, so it's really been a wonderful thing. They are just so welcoming. That's the thing.
So tell us your church services time, your service times.
We worship at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And it lasts usually about 60 minutes, and then
What time on Sunday morning?
10 a.m.?
10 a.m., okay.
10 a.m. on Sunday morning. And there's always some food afterwards, you know.
Worship and
like
food.
To eat. It's all about fellowship.
That's right. That's right. Well, is there a website or for more information, Pastor Lois, that somebody can make a contact?
Absolutely. Our website is mvpcpv.org. That's Mingus View Presbyterian Church, Prescott Valley, .org. And the phone number is 928-775-4606.
Mm-hmm. And with all of our guests, we do bring our chamber members, and we're really pleased to share their information. So if you're listening and you're driving, and for somehow you might have missed those numbers, you can always call us at the chamber, 772-8857, and we can give you Pastor Lois's contact and the church's contact. So
that
thank you.
That would be great. Thanks, Marnie.
Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Great. She's awesome. Okay. Joining here, Jennifer Maxwell. She is a licensed massage therapist with ASIS Massage Education. So, your school.
Yes.
You teach people how to massage?
Well, my intention to be a teacher is to educate our students as I do my clients, which is awareness, mm-hmm. body awareness. So, it's more than just the touch. It's being connected.
Absolutely. How long is the program to become a licensed massage therapist?
So we currently have two different options for programs. We have a full-time program, which is about 7 months in duration.
Wow.
And then we have a part-time program, takes about 12 months to complete.
Mm-hmm.
That caters to the demographic that might need to continue working while going to school and doesn't have flexibility to do a Monday through Friday. And then the full-time program is like Monday through Friday,
mm-hmm.
You know, like a 9-to-5 kind of thing.
You know, and when we talk about that, it's a profession. Mm-hmm. It's a trained profession. And as I call myself a massage junkie, but having one that has massages on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
you know, there is while a touch is different, the provider might be a little bit different, your therapist might be a little different, but you now recognize what they're doing
mm-hmm.
When working on your body. It's not just throwing you on a table and rubbing you down. There is technique and there is
Absolutely.
A certain, rules. I guess rules, techniques that are all taught mm-hmm. and professionals will learn those
mm-hmm.
and it really truly makes a difference.
Right. So at ASIS, which is the Arizona School of Integrated Studies, we are actually one of four campuses in the state of Arizona, and our campus here in Prescott, we teach from a philosophy and a perspective that's creating an evocative learning experience, so to evoke creativity from our students, and we're not making cookie-cutter therapists. So each individual is going to hone into the skills that they've been designed to have, and then they get to explore that avenue.
Wow.
And we get to facilitate and hold space for that.
Mm-hmm.
each individual's learning process and how they get to become a therapist. So we teach them as students how they're going through this program and they're building the skill set to not only be at the table, but in life.
Do you find that there's a renewed interest in people wanting to become a massage therapist?
Well, I know that there's a much higher demand now, and mm-hmm. I believe that that's reflective of the conscious collective shift where people are recognizing massage to be beyond luxury mm-hmm. and that it's necessity because it's facilitating a lifestyle where people are in their bodies mm-hmm. and not just in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that with that demand for massage therapists, I think people are going, huh. Maybe massage therapy is the choice for me. I don't want to sit at a desk anymore.
Right, right. And be able to
something
have
different. I want mm-hmm. to move.
Right, exactly. And taking it, like you mentioned, out of the luxury,
mm-hmm.
taking that luxury piece out of it, and actually, and Pastor Lois is nodding, so she knows that it's part of a whole body, whole health.
Mm-hmm.
And to add that to it, and you can find. Do you have class? Do your students at the school practice or
yes.
work on the public?
Yes.
They can make an appointment and come in and be their
absolutely.
Subject.
Absolutely. So let's say that we're listening and we say we need a massage, but I don't need to go to massage school because I'm here to receive one. You can book a massage through the student clinic. Yep. And so that's 928-717-2747.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it gives an opportunity for someone who's in training
mm-hmm.
to actually get some
to work with the
hands-on experience. Oh, thank you, Leek. No, but actually work, you know. So how does somebody sign up? Do they contact you and tour the school or?
Call the school, ask for Caitlin or Christina. They are our admissions peeps. Caitlin is the director who does a phenomenal job running all aspects of the campus and setting up a tour. So first step, set up a tour, getting to know what is this about and then how do I fit into this.
Right.
We have two programs that are going to start in February. So February 19th is the next start date.
Now, is it the same program or are there different avenues of focus that you can go into in massage therapy?
So we give an integrated perspective. So we do, in our program, it's a culmination of many modalities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for anybody who goes through the program. And then after graduation, that's where you would go into specializing. Let's say connective tissue or lymphatic drainage or reflexology. Those are types of things that you get a taste of in the program. And then you can find, this is really what I want to do.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes you specify, this is what I want. And so mm-hmm. they've been specifically trained outside of and additionally to that.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Where are you located?
217 North Cortez Street.
And that's just off of Sheldon.
Yes.
Between Sheldon and Willis.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we are located at the hind end of Antique Row, just beyond Peregrine Bookstore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for more information, do you have a website?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have asismassage.edu. And if you're interested to become a student and you want to learn more and be open to the opportunity of learning at ASIS, call the school directly.
And that number is?
928-717-2747.
And then again, if you are interested in getting a massage through a student,
mm-hmm.
then they can call same number.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
And we can offer financial aid to all those who qualify.
Excellent. Excellent. So there is the tuition for the program.
Mm-hmm. We are an accredited program.
Very nice to know. So an opportunity for those that out there are thinking, I can't do it because the finances can mm-hmm. make it work.
Yep.
Through FAFSA and getting all that information. And you're there to walk them through the process.
Yep.
That's what, you know, having somebody that can show you the way makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jennifer.
Yes.
One more time, your phone number.
Miss Marnie, the phone number is 928-717-2747.
ASIS, mm-hmm. Massage Education. Again, Jennifer Maxwell, thank you.
Thank you. It's my
pleasure. Again, I think I'm going to give the school a call because I'm one of those good test cases that he can work on and say, okay. She's laughing. Or else I'm just going to come see you because I know you have your own practice too.
Fair enough.
Okay, very good. And Pastor Lois, thank you for joining us.
Thank
Chamber
you.
Spotlight on Business here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley Short Break, and we'll be right back.
Have Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card for every $100 gift card you buy. Now through January 31st, stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. Then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Join the Great Cliff Castle Casino Jeep Adventure all this month and win a share of over $50,000 cash in prizes. Hourly grand prize qualifier drawings on Tuesdays and Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Win a share of $2,400 cash in prizes with $1,000 cash at 10 p.m. Miss the qualifiers? On January 27th, five lucky winners will also qualify to win a new Jeep Compass from Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, along with cash prizes. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon, and thank you for joining us here today on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Northern Arizona Suns were filled to capacity. Well, not probably not, but 3,500 kids, all part of the schools throughout Prescott and Humboldt Unified School District, went to the game today. And I understand I was working, so I couldn't go. But they came back from like a 19-point deficit or something like that to win the game in the last seconds of the game. So congratulations to our Northern Arizona Suns. Xavier Silas, just, you know, how many free throws and three-pointers can he throw? He's just amazing on the team. There will be a game on Friday night.
Yes.
So if you're looking for something to do, Prescott Valley Events and Northern Arizona Suns, it's a fun way to spend the evening. Tickets are very, very reasonable and a great time to take the whole family. Concessions are open. Just come on out and enjoy some real, and we say real, professional basketball, because some of our players on the Suns go, and we say go move up, but they go to Phoenix and they play for the Phoenix Suns and then they come back up here because this is a developmental ground, our Gatorade League, but it's developing those future professional players. So what you see here at the Prescott Valley Event Center is high quality basketball because these guys are working for a position on the team and they want to make it to the big leagues. So anyway, come on out to Northern Arizona's on Friday night. Meanwhile, thank you all for joining us. Got Matt Zercher sitting in next week. I got an appointment. But thank you for joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.